once to write a love song, an anthem of forgiving, a manual for living with defeat. Sacrifice recovering, but that isn't what I need him to complete. I want him to be certain that he doesn't have a burden, that he doesn't need a vision, that he only has permission to do my instant bidding, which is to say what I have told him to repeat. Going home without my sorrow, going home sometime tomorrow, going home to where it's better than before. Going home without my burden, going home behind the curtain, going home without this costume that I wore.
Listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. You're here with Emma and Amanda.
Woo.
Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Emma. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing pretty fine myself.
It's a lovely, rainy Tuesday evening.
Mm-hmm. Wish it was snowy.
I wish it was snowy, too. The snow was so big this morning.
It was, like, big chunks. Those were my favorite kind of snowflakes.
Those are the good ones that give you the good snowball snow.
Yes, yeah. There was a snowman on the res quad.
There was a snowman on the res quad.
Very pleased to see that.
Well, anyways, it's our first show together. Our first show of the new semester. It's going to be good. We have lots of good things.
Lots of good music.
Lots of good music. Mm-hmm. And other, who knows
what
will happen. What else will happen. You never know. Yeah. Call in. Listen. Call Amanda. Call me. Call the station. Write us a letter. I don't know. Scale the building and pop your head through the window. whatever, however adventurous you're feeling. Yep. The song we opened with was Warned You by Good Morning, and we have many more songs after that, so we're gonna listen to them.
Get pumped.
Get pumped.
Oh.
We're back. It's game time. We should have like a game time song,
a little jingle.
We'll work on it.
Yeah, we'll write that.
All right, anyways, it's time for our over under segment. Amanda.
Yes.
Pinball machines.
Ooh.
Overrated or underrated?
Oh, this is tricky. I'm going to have to say underrated because there was a pinball machine in this pizza place I used to go to as a kid, and I would have a ball. It was great.
I loved it. I think I would agree.
But only the free ones because I don't want to spend my money on a pinball game.
They suck
so
you in.
So definitely the ones that are just completely free.
Okay, fair enough.
All right, Emma.
Yes.
Drive-in movie theaters.
I am also going to have to go with underrated. Mm. I don't think I've ever actually been to a proper one.
Oh, come on.
I know. It's really sad. I have been to, I want to say in like Disney or like Universal, I don't know, mm-hmm. one of the like big theme parks. They have like, you obviously like they're not, maybe they are kind of like real cars that they've like gutted. And it's like a restaurant
it's not the same.
Yeah. And it's also not like you're going on like a nice like romantic date or like you're with your friends or something. Yeah. It's just like you're in a theme park with a bunch of like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll take you to one. Oh,
thanks, Amanda.
Yeah, they're a good time.
I would love to go to one. Yeah. I don't think there's any super close to where I live though.
That's a New Jersey prob.
We'll have to. I know.
That's why you come to Maine. You only have to drive like 25 minutes. They're right there.
There you go.
And they've got commercials from like the 50s, I think.
Oh, I love 50s that.
50s and 60s. So it's like the really old popcorn.
Oh,
and, like,
that's awesome.
Like, let's all go. Yeah. No, that's from.
That's cute. They do like the whole.
They do the whole nine yards. It's a great time.
I like that. Cool. Well, we have more music. We might have another game later.
We'll think of another game.
Cool. All right. More music. We listened to, what was your song, Amanda? Cold, Cold Man mm-hmm. by, is it Saint Motel? San Motel?
Honestly, I've heard. I couldn't tell you.
Saint, oh, whatever. And then Hot Blur by How Sad.
Very nice.
Very nice. Very nice. All right. More tunes. More tunes. More tunes.
rocking chair by the side of the house, where the streetlight stars and over highway cars, clouds on the drapes on your window. I'll be so neat, all the space I meet seems so hypnotizing, redesigns all I exist to be. Come on.
We're back. We're back.
Here we are.
I can't. Oh, there we go. All right. Amanda and I have had quite the discussion in the past couple minutes.
Mm-hmm.
We were trying to come up with would you rathers.
Yeah.
Centered around musical would you rather editions. And this is what we came up with.
It's a great one. All right, Emma.
Yes.
Would you rather only be allowed to go to concerts for the rest of your life for music experiences, or only listen to music on your phone? So it's one. It's either
one or the other. Yeah.
And that's the music you get in your life.
Right.
Live or like recorded. Basically.
It's so hard because obviously. Like, obviously, the volume of music you'd listen to,
right,
you know, at home, in the car, whatever, yeah, is obviously much greater.
Right, you got full access.
You have full access.
Worldwide.
You can, at any point, listen to whatever you want.
You can listen to recordings of concerts.
Also true.
If you want to simulate that experience. However,
you make a good
can
point.
Can you really simulate
however,
it?
However, I will say that a lot of my really just wonderful memories, moments that I will remember for the rest of my life mm-hmm. have been at concerts. You know, you
same.
Can't, yeah. you know, as much as you, yes, you can, you know, kind you can, of simulate
yeah,
that experience,
not fully.
But not fully.
No.
That's so hard. I'm struggling between really being able to appreciate an experience. Mm-hmm. Although,
it's a hard
it's
one.
It's hard. Because,
it really
because
is.
At the same time, I feel like you can still have experiences listening to music that isn't necessarily yeah. live.
Right, because it's like exactly what the artist wants. Like they had as many tries as they needed to
right.
get it perfect, whereas live.
Right.
But that's like the raw musician right there.
I know. That's really tough. And the other thing too is I feel like you'd be more like versed in music if you could
right.
access it on a daily basis
exactly.
all the time whenever
yeah.
you wanted to.
Much more limiting.
So, right.
I don't know, because, yeah, I listen to music all the time.
Me too.
All the time, where I'm walking to class.
Oh, yeah, walking to class in the morning.
But, like, yeah, concerts are just a whole new experience. I don't know. I think...
That's really
like, I want to say concerts just because of how it's just, like, a full experience. Like, just...
Right.
But
yeah,
like
would that be enough to get me
right.
through all of the days
right,
where I could not
listen
to music?
To I don't know.
And
man.
Also, think about this too. Like, how would you know what music that you liked? I feel like it would take you a lot of
that's
time
true.
To go to all these concerts and
yeah.
check things out and then be like, oh, this is what.
That
unless
is,
this was a good decision I had to make now,
right,
already with
right, already
my
knowing,
wealth of what I enjoy.
But, however,
there's a lot
just
of
to add on
here.
A last little thought here. I have never been to a concert where I've like hated listening to the music. Like it's been hard for me to not like appreciate the art because you see them, they're right there. Whereas where it's a recorded song, like then it's easier to be like, oh, I don't really like this. I'm not
right.
crazy about it.
Huh.
I don't know. For me, it's a lot about like the actual musicians, like seeing them and
right.
how much they care about it. I don't know.
That's so tough.
We came up with a tough one.
We came. I know. I feel like I don't.
I want to hear some other opinions.
Right. Yeah. Call in and give us
let
your
us know.
Opinion.
Yeah.
Amanda and I are stumped.
We obviously have failed at this game.
We failed. Yeah. Both. I want
give
both.
Me both. We'll think on it.
Yeah, I think
we'll
I'm going to have to do some
deep reflecting.
By the
end of the show,
reflecting.
We'll have an actual answer, maybe.
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 One can only hope. We'll try our best.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Ben says he has an opinion. Feel free
oh,
to share
cool.
on air. Oh, sorry. Not Ben. It's,
oh,
I don't,
good.
Not,
okay.
nope, I blew it. well...
What have you
I'm
done?
Not good under pressure. I'm not good under pressure. I'm not good under pressure. Our secret admirer says it's a tough choice, but unfortunately, she, I don't know, it would have to pick phone music. Reading is tough. I'm an engineer. Don't
way to
read
go,
good.
Way to go. I'll be in charge of that from now
yeah,
on.
Yeah, okay. I'm getting fired.
Right, so we've got one vote for phone music.
We have one vote for phone music.
Yep. Send in more votes.
Send in more, yeah.
Call in. Let us know.
Please. All right, here's some funky tunes.
Let's be done here.
Let's. Okay.
you, I'm nothing. You got two personalities, twice the loving, loving. You got a big car, pay the blues, slow like honey. So that will I will go see the sun in, sun in. Alone in the next room, without you, I'm nothing. You got two personalities, twice the loving, loving.
We got another vote.
We got another vote from Papa Lil back in Maine. Shout out to those parents who are listening.
What's up?
What's up? And he's got another vote for phone and recorded music.
Right.
Because he says because he's old and because concerts are tiring. I appreciate your input.
He's not wrong. We're getting at something here.
Yeah.
So it's two votes for recorded music.
For recorded music. Yeah. I don't know though. I'm still not sold.
I'm honestly stuck. Amanda and I had also mentioned that we think the surface answer is, oh, but concerts are so great,
right,
and it's about the experience and all that stuff. But if you're really honest with yourself, you want recorded music.
You want
music.
It because it's always there.
It's always there.
Like, what if you're just really upset
and
about something?
And it does come as secreted... I'm getting made fun of now. I just... I don't need this.
Oh, my gosh.
But there are many forms of recorded music.
There are many forms.
And there's a lot of good headphones and speakers.
Right. Also, we didn't really mention if you're performing the music yourself. So that's adding a whole nother thing.
You could do a self concert.
So I don't know where that would fall in this game.
Oh boy.
Because technically that's live music, but like...
Right. Can you perform? That's...
Because if I had that, I'd be good. Like, I think that would be...
I think you should be allowed to perform your own music. That'd be allowed.
Okay. Interesting.
Well,
it's a tricky one.
Asking the hard-hitting questions here at 9:37 on a Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Well, send us more votes.
Send us more votes. We're getting somewhere. We're getting somewhere. But as for now, more music. We listened to The Magician by Andy Schaff.
I think that's how you say it. Yeah.
I really enjoyed that. That was an Amanda pick. I have not heard that before. Mm-hmm. And then we had Rocking Chair by The Districts. Shout out to The Districts because they're awesome. Oh, one of the best concerts I've ever seen. Then we had Wavy Gravy by Okie Dokie.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yep. Everything about that.
That was awesome. And then Cherry by Chromatics and Lay Back by the Fluvons. I don't really know. And we got more where that came from. So, Amanda, anything else to add?
Just enjoy it.
Just
enjoy those tunes.
Just enjoy it.
Take it away. Watch me. Watch me. Watch me. Watch me.
We interrupt you to give you a PSA.
All right. Storm season emergency preparedness PSA. It's storm season, with power outages and weather-related emergencies more likely than the rest of the year. So be prepared ahead of time by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and at least a few days' worth of healthy, tasty, ready-to-eat food already stored in your home. Let other people scramble to the supermarket and wait on long lines while you safely ride out the storm from the comfort of your own home. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, plus Educational Radio.
I like how your accent just...
No, I got rid of that because that was our special guest all the way from Britain.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Just for that.
Just for that.
Just real quick.
Thank you, special guest.
Unnamed guest.
Unnamed guest number one.
Unnamed guest number one. Yeah. Amazing.
Amazing. Well, that was a little Arcade Fire with their new single, I Give You Power. Ooh. Amanda was singing it to me. It was lovely.
Yep. You know it.
You know it. Let's see. I have a really silly song up next.
I'm excited.
It makes me laugh.
I'm very excited.
So everyone can just giggle along. Wow. Thanks, Fred, for that really cool pick.
Great request.
Something about the 40s. That's a brand new song, though. It came out literally like last week.
Interesting.
New Future Island song. Anyways, let's see. So that was Ran by Future Islands. Before that, we listened to Compromise by Tim Atlas, another great Amanda pick.
Woohoo! Thanks to my Discover Weekly. It's all thanks to that.
She's killing it tonight. And then our silly song was We Never Sleep by the Bobby McGee's.
Bobby McGee's.
Shout out to unnamed guest number one.
Oh, my goodness.
We
got another vote.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a quality opinion for us. They would like to remain anonymous. But they said they love the energy of live music, even though they're old. It makes them feel young.
We have a lot of...
And she feels the music is way more than just playing from my phone. That was her.
So
that
was her another input. Vote for...
I think that was for concert? Wait.
We are confused.
I don't even know. Okay. Yeah, it sounds like she's voting for concerts. Unclear, though.
Okay, so question mark 2-1.
Question mark.
Maybe. Yeah. Not sure. We have some more people here in the studio. Shout out to Cody and the team.
That's us.
We have another song or two, so stick around.
Take it off, take it in, take off all the thoughts of what we've been. Take a look, hesitate, take a picture you could never recreate. Write a song, make a note, for the lump that sits inside your throat. Change the lock, change the scene, change it all, but can't change what we've been.
Thanks for listening to 88 Miles an Hour on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Amanda, anything?
Have a great week.
Have a great week.
In the stands, I am a rock on top of the sand.